2. The Firebase Strategy in Vietnam. By early 1970, Vietnamization of the war was in full swing. The "we can beat them" approach of General William Westmoreland, who had commanded all the troops in Vietnam from 1964 to 1968, had proved to be unattainable. Also over was the tenure of his former boss, President Lyndon Johnson. The elevation of Richard Nixon to the presidency, partly based on a promise to end the war, blew sweeping winds of strategic change into the Saigon headquarters of MACV, Military Assistance Command, Vietnam, soon after the 1968 elections. General Creighton W. Abrams was placed in command, and his orders were clear: hand off the war to the South Vietnamese and get us out with as much dignity and as few additional casualties as possible. By the first months of 1970, many American units had been issued orders to stand down and get ready to redeploy back to the States. Our staunch allies, like Australia, New Zealand, and South Korea, were peeling away as well. Even at that, over 350,000 Army, Navy, and Air Force personnel were still stationed in Vietnam, along with about 50,000 U.S. Marines. The main job assigned to all that manpower was to clear the playing field of as many obstacles as possible, and then turn over responsibility for the war to the South Vietnamese government and the Army of the Republic of Vietnam, ARVN. It would not be an easy task, and many in the American forces were dubious about the potential for a positive outcome. The skepticism did not come about due to the perceptions concerning the combat capabilities of the average soldier within the ARVN. Just like their opponents, the Viet Cong and the NVA, the South Vietnamese were fighting for what they believed in. Generally, the frontline ARVN troops and their junior officers had a decent reputation, and many had fought bravely. The challenge within the ARVN was with the field-grade officers, majors and above, colonels and generals. The officer corps at the higher levels was riddled with the corrupt and the incompetent. Part of the reason was cultural. This was a society that had been for centuries based on the Chinese model, where connections and bribery had played a major role in determining who acceded to the higher levels of power.